Blog Talk Radio.
Listen. He sees.
He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares the pain inside.
And sometimes.
Why
he allows
you to lose the
what you go through. Listen.
Just know he wears your pain.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give me some praise. Oh, I can't get no help in here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen to the words.
Your days are filled with dark clouds.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your love, Just know he has his hand. Just know he has his hand.
Oh. Amen. Just know it. Know he got his hands on you. Doesn't matter what you're going through. He got his hands on you. He has his hands on you. He with you. Hallelujah. Just know that he has his hands on you. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you all. Certainly, God is awesome. And just know that he has his hands on you. Hallelujah. We're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to get into our lesson. Let's see. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if he would give us a word of prayer today, and we'll go.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. Just know he has his hands on you. Praise God. Praise God. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Peter 3, 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today thanking you for another day, thanking you for the listeners, those that are listening by internet, and all those who called in today, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God, and making it plain so we're able to understand it, Father God. Lord, we just thank you because then we know we can take your word and meditate on the word day and night. So, Father God, we ask that you open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word as you use our pastor mightily and as the Holy Spirit allow him to teach this word. Bless all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God. And we're praying that they will receive a testimony, that they will have a testimony, that they will tell of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living and what God has done for them. So, Lord, bless us all as we receive the word today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, you can be sure, brothers and sisters. God has your back, and he has my back. And when I tell you that you are truly blessed, trust and believe, you are truly blessed of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to say, we're in Ephesians 6, for those that want to know. We're in Ephesians 6, and we've really been dealing with the Christian life that we battle each and every day. We've been dealing with powers and principalities and fallen angels who's headed by Satan himself, who fight us victoriously. You may not see it, but we have to be able to withstand the attacks. We must depend on God. If we are to withstand these attacks, we must depend on God. I was reading about Jesus, and I'll share it with you. But what Jesus was going through. Jesus Well, there's several scriptures. The one that comes to mind was over there in, well, let's look at it like this. Let me set it up first, because you got to know, first of all, you're a son of God. That's why in St. John 1 and 12, let's pastor read that at the Messenger Bible, the Gospel of St. John 1 and 12, I want you to know that you are sons of God. And so you should be able to follow Christ's pattern because you are sons of God. In St. John 1 and 12, it says, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen. All right, in John 1 and 12, from the Message Bible, okay, and 12 here, let's see, he made be their true selves, their child of God selves. They are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not begotten, not sex begotten. Amen.
And for those that don't know, let me kind of go back and let you know, in Ephesians 6 and 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So when we read John, what we're actually saying is, but as many as receive him, to them he gave the power. See, so you have to receive him and get this power. What power is that? To become the sons of God, to act just like Christ acted, to do the same stuff Christ did. We become sons of God. We part of the sonship. Remember over there in, what is that, 1 John, I John 3 and 1? We're just like Christ, brothers and sisters, but you got to receive it. Key word, receive it. Don't deny it. Receive it. Don't debate it. Receive it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But over in 1 John 3 and 1, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God, or the sons of God. The pastor read it.
Amen. From the Message Bible. What marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. But that's also why the world doesn't recognize us or take us seriously, because it has no idea who he is or what he's up to. Amen.
Yeah. And you get a chance, read St. John 1. Read 1 through 13, because you got to know that you're part of the sonship. God made us that way. When you got born again, you got born into his sonship so we can be like him. So he puts this love on us. And for a long time, I just look at the fact love. Then God said, no, you need to look deeper into that. Looking deeper into that, that love, that God kind of love make us like God. How you going to have children and they not have some stuff that you got in you? How come how you going to have children and they don't have part of your DNA? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
Amen, amen.
Child don't want part of their parent DNA? This is part of your DNA, man. Mm-hmm. The love of God. That's what constrained you. That's what caused you to, I'm going to tell you, that's what caused you to act like God. He says, he says, behold, pay attention. What kind of stuff God done put on? What have the Father put in us Well, I just think God has done a just simply marvelous. I mean, I just think he did something marvelous for the believers.
Yes.
Think about it. He has taken him out of the world. Can I say that one time? He has taken him out of the world. See, Satan wants you to think you're in the world. But John 17:15-16, straighten that out. John 17:15-16. It's remarkable, brothers and sisters, the word that Jesus said, I do not pray that you should take out of the world. They are not of the world. It is a great truth for us to understand in this glorious position of God's only. You got to understand it like that. We come to a place where we know with confidence. We say it with without fear. We say it without condition. We say it. We say, there's no fear in us. God allow us to say John 17:15-16. There's no contradiction. From out of our hearts, we believe the word of God. So even outside of our voice, beloved, now we are children of God. 1 John 3:2. That's what we are, children of God. I'm telling y'all this stuff for a reason. Because if Jesus act like this, you ought to act like this.
Amen.
In John 17:15-16, you like to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. From the Message Bible. So my people can experience joy complete in them. I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join the world's ways, just as I didn't join the world's ways. I'm not asking that you take them out of the world, but that you guard them from the evil one. They are no more defined by the world than I am defined by the world. Make them holy, consecrated with the truth. Your word is consecrating truth. Amen.
See, any person who comes to the place of this word, he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Did you get that? What's in you is Christ. Remember, as many as receive him, to them gave the power. So that's the power we need. Remember Ephesians 6? I got to go there, man. I want y'all to remember that. You're not operating on your own. That's why he said, finally, brother, my brother, be strong in the Lord. You're strong in the Lord. You're in his power, just like Jesus was. Jesus wasn't operating in himself. Come on, now.
Amen.
Jesus responded to what the Father said to do. And so did Paul. And we may talk about that for a minute. But remember, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. What's in you, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
Something residing in us supreme, superior. Something superior in us that's great. It has to be great. And it has to be greater than Satan.
All right. Yeah.
So we're not of the world, but yet we're in the world, but he's taking us out from doing the world system. Everybody can't literally say that. And they can say it, but it won't be true.
All right.
See, you can say a lot of stuff that's not true. You can park your bicycle in the garage and say it's a car because it's in the garage, but that don't make it true. What makes it true, you did what was necessary.
Amen.
So I want us to examine ourselves in the light of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It has defined our purpose that we should inherit all the scriptures, but we must meet the requirement necessary. So to claim them, remember, this is their any number of things people can claim. You may quote with all positive. You may quote with all possession. You may quote with all intent. The essential reality of them, I want us to have something more than just literally words. Because then you just like First Baptist Church or this church over here. No, it has to be different. We have to be like the fathers. So the words are no important unless the believer has the assurance of the abiding of those words. You can quote the scriptures without being in the place of victory. It's a lot of people quoting it, but they don't believe they have victory. You got to act like you have victory. You want to know, you want Satan to know, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, because you have the victory. That's the mm-hmm. place you want to continue to live.
Yeah.
See, there's something rising up in you when you begin to speak that word, and that become Christ. It's having this knowledge. See, we got to come to that place of knowledge, brothers and sisters, that's sufficient. Not just quoting scriptures, not just understanding scriptures from the mental faculties, but understanding it from the word. That's what's in you. You decree it and declare it and stand on it. I don't care if hell freeze all over. One thing I got to give my sister credit for, I don't care what she going through, she continued to say, by his stripes, I'm healed. She have challenges, and I don't know, but I'm saying it anyway. She have challenges, but she said, by his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. No matter what it is. So let that be a lesson to someone today. Doesn't matter.
Amen.
See, let me tell you what, beloved. God wants us to be something more than ordinary. Yeah, he wants us to be something more than just ordinary people. Remember this. If you are ordinary, you have not reached the ideal principles of God, as long as you're ordinary. The only thing that God has for a man is to be extraordinary. Extraordinary.
Right.
That's what he has for us. God has no room for ordinary minions. There are millions and millions of ordinary people in the world. But when God takes hold of a man, he makes him extraordinary. His personality. You know why? Because he got the power of God in him. See, the Bible says, beloved, now. Now, I like this word. It said, beloved, now. Hear that. Now, we are the children of God. Now, 1 John 3:2. Now, we are the children of God. So when you become a God's child, you got something up in you that's different.
Amen.
You're going to be extraordinary. Okay. Let me tell you what. LeBron got two sons, and both of them act like him. So they got a piece of him up in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
What we have in us is a divine fashion by his divine will.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake. God has not given anything that he does not mean for us to attain. You're about to make me go to Philippians. That's what Paul wanted to attain, to his resurrection. There's power in the resurrection. God has such a purpose to perform in us that he has a great desire to utter words in our spirit, man, in our heart, so that we may rise, that we may claim, that we may be the ability of God living in us. When I think about that, it blows me away.
Amen,
so
amen.
You can believe all things are possible to him that believe. Let me tell you, you got a purpose in your heart that the enemy does not win. You purpose in your heart that you're a winner.
Yes, we are.
You'll never reach the idea of purpose in any way unless you become the living epistle, the word of God alive in you, the word by the power of the Holy Spirit. You become a living force of revelation. Yeah. And people will begin to see it. They'll know that you're part of the incarnated. Now, here's what happens. It's going to be two things. They're going to even decree that something's wrong with you, or they're going to say there's something different about that person. They don't even have to associate you with God, because eventually they will.
All right.
I like to think about the manifestations of the power of God. God came and reside in the flesh. See, because when we was weak, he made us strong. We was weakened because of the law. But what the law could not do, and that it was weak, God sent in his only begotten son.
Hallelujah.
So why? So we could have the victory.
Yeah.
That's why he was tempted. That's why he was tempted by every point. Yet the Bible says without sin.
Yes. Amen.
So he made it possible. He made it possible. Okay. One other thing, I want to say this, brothers. You are part of our power is the resurrection. Paul said in Philippians 3:10, I won't get too deep into this, but he said this. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. You want to operate in his power? You have to know this. Be strong in the power of the Lord. You got to be strong in his power. Part of that power is in the resurrection.
Yes.
Yeah, see, Jesus had what Paul desired. Paul desired what was in Christ. So how are you going to respond to that? What is your desire? Paul knew that Jesus was by revelation as we. He knew that. He did not know him from being with him in his human ministry, because he wasn't hanging out with Jesus like that. So he knew him through revelation. So as other apostles, they knew him. But Paul saw that Jesus lived in the resurrection power. The power wanted to gain the rest of our faith. So he refused all hindrance and things that would press, things that would come against us. The same power Jesus rests in, he bind up Satan. We do the same thing. He speak to people that come alive. Death had no power over them, because he took care of it. And I'm saying this to somebody today, and I want to encourage you. I say every day I want to try to do an encouraging scripture or something, but I hope that the word that we've spoken today, you be encouraged. The song that we played today by Marvin Sapp, that was for you to be encouraged. We want to encourage you that you are somebody. You are wonderfully made. You are what the Amen. Word of God said you are. And that, yes, you can experience the resurrection power.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't take authority over Satan and say like Luke 4 and 8, get behind me, Satan. And when
yeah.
you say that, mean it. Mean mm-hmm. because you've been filled with God, people.
Amen.
The Bible says you've been filled with all the fullness. You can't get no more Jesus than what's available.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This ain't nothing rolling off the assembly line every year. It's available now. To who? To those that believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
We're going to take a few minutes and a few, anybody have anything to say or want to share? Anything you want to share with this kind, with this audience, with these listeners, press one and we'll let you in. Anyone have anything they want to share? Hallelujah. Maybe somebody want to give an encouraging word. I don't know. We're here to help one another.
All right. Say that. Amen. So, Pastor, I'd like to read Philippians 3 and 10 from the New Living Translation. And it says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing his death. And, you know, as we had, as he was bringing out about that scripture, Paul, he once, you know, I mean, he had all these credentials that he had, but nothing compared to following Christ. And like in later on in the scripture, say he got it all done because now he knows that he wants to be with Christ and he wants to do those things that Christ will have him to do. The Message Bible said, because of Christ, yes, all things I once thought were so important are gone from my life. So he made a change in his life. It said, compared to his high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as his master. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes. That's awesome. Anyone, just press one. We'll let you in. That's beautiful, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah,
I didn't know
that
read like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, Brother Stone, I don't go and read the different versions. I just let the Spirit speak to me.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's why so many times, Pastor, she blesses me. She don't know this, but she truly blesses me, especially the way she reads these scriptures, because it's like, man, I just said that. That's exactly what the Spirit said, and it's confirmation to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is. Amen.
It's confirmation. Mm-hmm. Speaking of confirmation, Evangelist Sharon gave me a call yesterday. I almost not answered that line because it wasn't her normal number. But she would call me and she's doing better. She's walking. So I give that praise report. She said she might be able to drive in a couple more weeks.
Oh, praise God.
So she's come a mighty long ways.
Yes,
and
she
she's
has.
Giving God the credit. Giving God the glory.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen. We encourage everyone.
Okay. Nothing else. We're going to look forward to seeing you all on the review. But you know what? The Lord keep telling me to share this, and I think maybe I need to go on and share this because in Hebrews 4 and 2, it says, the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. You got to mix it with the word of God. See, I can talk stuff all day long, but when you act on the word of God, when you act on the living word of God, it makes a big difference. So just hearing it is not good enough. You got to act on it. Amen.
Amen.
Because you should. Matter of fact, we might even talk on that. That's what you need to do. We should read it through. Write it down even. Pray in it. Work it on it. And then pass it along. That's what I love about Evangelist Renee. She'll get on here, boy, and she'll say, and she don't know the effect that it has on other people, just her testimony. See, a lot of times we don't hear things, we don't see things, but we don't realize that God's bigger than us. And he's doing some things with our words that we couldn't do if we purposely did it. We couldn't do it. But God will let certain people hear certain things, and they'll tell me, I don't see anything about it all the time. But a lot of people say, you know what, I heard that sister talking about what God did for her, and da 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 da. And you're surprised. People, they don't get jealous or envy, but they say, well, if God did that for her, he'll do it for me.
That's right.
So listen, brother, sister, keep on testifying. Keep on sharing the word of God, especially when you got scripture to back it up.
Amen.
But that's when you know it's been mixed with faith.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.